Welcome back to day 22 of our 40 for 40 Lenten journey through the book of Exodus. Today our suggested reading is Exodus chapter 22, and our key verses are 21 through 24. This is a patient look at the mundane matters of life, but it is precisely in these mundane things that the health and well-being of a community is gained or lost. It is also incredibly striking to me that the God of all creation, the God who just completely annihilated the most powerful empire in the world, so deeply cares for his people that he would share this list of guidelines with them. God cares about the mundane parts of your life, about the seemingly insignificant details that we often overlook. God loves you that much. So the next time you pour a cup of coffee or run a load of dishes, know that God cares about you in exactly that moment. The other thing we see reiterated in this chapter is that God stands on the side of the poor and marginalized. The Exodus memory should also root the people of God in God's desire to care for the marginalized and poor, as well as for us today. Resident aliens, widows, and orphans are given special protection. Widows and orphans have lost their male advocate and thereby are vulnerable. God stands in direct and powerful opposition to oppression, regardless of where that oppression comes from. It will not be tolerated in any way. This is why we must always be careful to think if any of our words or actions could be used to oppress anyone weaker than us. Our questions for the day. If God cares about the mundane things going on in your life, how can you use those things to bring you closer to God? How can you do a better job of standing on the side of the poor and oppressed here in Little Rock? Friends, I need to acknowledge that I realized at the beginning of this series, I was praying every day, and then I was next recording them and forgot that I had been praying. And then some of you good church members reminded me that I had been praying and you liked that. So we're going to pray again, and I'll try to do that for the rest of these 40 days. To pray at the end. So thank you for reminding me to end our devotion in prayer. Let's pray together. Gracious and holy God, we give you thanks for another beautiful day in this season of Lent, a time for us to reflect, a time for us to grow. God, help us to understand the desire you have to meet us in the details of our lives. And more importantly, God, the desire you have to stand with those who are on the margins. Help us to be your hands and feet to them today and this week. It's in your holy name that we pray. Amen.